With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is your go-to snack? If you're going to have like a snack, what is your go-to snack?
Oh, probably chocolate because I'm a chocoholic.
Is that a snack or is that just like a treat?
What do you mean? What's a snack then?
It's something that like, something like a chocolate, but it's not, that's a chocolate is not a snack.
If I'm going to snack, it's going to be on chocolate.
No, but that's not a snack.
It is.
No, a snack. A snack is like a scotch egg. That's a snack.
No,
yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's
it is.
Not. That's a very random rogue choice.
No, it's not. Because you go, oh, I feel like a bit peckish. Oh, I'm going to go and have a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, that's why it's bad. That's because that's what I do.
You go and just have like a bar
of
chocolate?
Yeah, I'll have Twix or have Kit Kat Crunchy.
The only thing which is great about a Twix is, I just disagree, the best thing about a Twix, have you ever done something, I'm sure this isn't its name, so I'm not going to say it, but like you break it in half and you bite off one end, you suck tea through it. Have you ever done that?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, oh,
what,
you,
a Twix?
Yeah.
With a Twix?
Yeah, you've never done that?
You suck tea through a Twix?
Yeah, you suck tea through a Twix.
No, I've never done that. But I'm kind of, could maybe.
Oh, it's
yeah, I've tried it.
It's, have you, I can't, we yeah, I mean, live. What you do, you get your tea, okay, and you go, oh God, I just feel like a little bit like a tea time thing. And you get a Twix, you get one of the longer Twixes. And
longer Twixes, how many different sizes of Twix are there?
Loads. There's like a king size one. There's like
sorry.
But how do you not know this? Like, the fact you get like a celebration Twix, which is like a small Twix, okay? It's like mini ones. Then you get like a bigger Twix.
Oh, sorry, are you counting celebration packet?
That is a Twix. It says Twix in it. It's a Twix.
I know, but I just totally forgot about those.
Well, exactly.
I wouldn't count them in like the varieties of Twix.
Calling yourself self-aware and you don't even know about other sizes. But that's what you do. And if you put it in the freezer and then you break it in half and suck it through... suck tea through it, it melts the whole entire thing and then it just like becomes all gloopy and good.
Right, okay, so...
yeah, that's it. That was the beginning of the podcast, you guys. Hello everyone, welcome to part two of Private Parts. We're still with Amelia. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I watched your first episode of Bane Chelsea.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did for research purposes.
Oh, what?
That's amazing.
What did up, you... guys? I'm back from Pamplona.
That was it. Pamplona.
Pamplona with the balls. And you're like, guys, I've got to go see my Fran Chalangela.
I've got to go see my Fran Chalangela.
I've got to go see my financial advisor, guys. I can't be here.
Oh, my God.
I just can't be here. And then Francis is like in a boardroom with like loads of people. I have no idea what he's doing.
He's doing nothing. Trust me. He's literally pretending to be doing something and he's absolutely doing nothing.
And I forgot that he had a fling with Louise.
Yeah, he had a thing with... yeah, I mean, this is all...
I completely forgot that and I was like, whoa, mind blown.
So did you... Did you watch Chelsea when it first came out?
Yeah.
So how... You must have been... What? You must have been what?
It's probably like...
17? 17?
Yeah, it's after my 60s and 70s themed birthday.
And you thought, shit, I should have had a Made in Chelsea theme party. That would have been way cooler.
No, but I was a big fan.
But I think this is the funny thing, but I think it was just back in that day, like 7 years ago, it was a big show. So people got words. It was like a really popular thing to watch. Pete, you were a big fan, weren't you?
It was an event in our house. We used to gather around on Monday.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, absolutely, it was Monday.
What? What the hell? And do
it was
what?
Like a thing.
And pretend to be like, oh, hello. Don't do that.
Our housemate Shah would get furious if anyone spoke over it.
Are you
genuinely, it was like an event. Yeah.
That is
yeah.
A, I went back to my university. I went back to Leeds University. And there's something at Leeds University called the Otley Run, which is where you do like
I've heard about it.
Yeah, you do like a beer, like a drink beer
doing
or whatever.
That.
You're doing it.
2 weeks for a stand.
Dude, you might die.
Isn't
honestly.
It for
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It yes, is. It is. Yes.
It is for students. But I did it. And I went back to Leeds, sorry, to go and like check it out. And there were people doing the Otley Run. And one of the people came running up to me and he was like dressed in like clothes that I would wear. And he was doing the Otley Run dressed as me. He went as me.
What?
Yeah, he That's went as Jamie
amazing.
Lang to on
That's
the Otley Run.
You made it.
Yeah.
That's
which,
amazing.
Which was so cool and weird at the same time. But yeah, it was pretty freaking insane. Mm. But it was back in the day, it was super popular and all these kind of things. But like, do you now get recognized quite a lot because of your series, right? Do people come running up to you and go, oh my God, I love it and things like that?
Yeah, people don't normally run. They're more like, they like they what, I, cool. what I get a few of is like I get stopped and then it's like, hey, sorry, don't I know you? And then I'm standing there like it's really awkward. Like I don't know. Do you know me?
Do you just make
it's like,
it awkward?
Where do I know you from? I'm like, well, I don't know.
No, you go. Well,
and then
I have.
One time I was like, oh yeah, chicken shop day, and then they're like, no.
And I was that's like, not you.
I was like, great. And I was like, oh, sorry, I thought you looked like my friend. And I was like, well, that's really embarrassing. But yeah, but then a lot of the time, yeah, sometimes I do get.
But then, what are you like? Because you're the thing. What are you actually like on a normal date? Then are you quite fun on a date, or are you awkward on a date?
Am I awkward on a date? Probably, yeah.
You are quite awkward on a date.
Yeah, I think so.
Why? Because that's just like how because you went. You just let them talk to you.
Well, I went on a date and he took me to a Chinese restaurant.
Which is nice. That's quite a nice
date. But like, I was like, cool. So Chinese restaurant, like, where are the spring rolls? Where's the chow mein? Where's all the Chinese food?
Where's all the Peking duck?
It was like regional Chinese food. It was like,
what do you mean regional Chinese
like,
food?
It's like, was there's no spring rolls. It was just like, it was just.
What was it?
It's like dumpling. It's like just like real Chinese, like, proper Chinese food, maybe.
Yeah, that crispy duck.
I was confused by what was happening. Okay. Anyway, and then I can't use chopsticks, and then I was like,
wait, this is way. Let's just stop there. This is the perfect date I've ever had. So this person took you on a date to a Chinese restaurant, which wasn't Chinese food, and you couldn't use chopsticks.
But obviously, it was first date, and I was really into him, so I was like, cool, yeah, I can learn now to use chopsticks. So
this is the perfect moment to do it.
So I was like, cool, yeah, this is happening. And then it was cucumber salad, cucumbers flying everywhere.
Why is that cucumber salad in a Chinese
restaurant? This is what I'm telling you, it was suspicious. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, so I'm trying to use these chopsticks and then I'm just like, he's just like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I started to be like, sorry. Excuse me, can I have a fork? And then
that is the worst.
Right?
Or that is so bad. And also, if someone's like a real like Chinese goer and things like that, then they hate.
Yeah, and he is.
Is he a real Chinese?
Yeah.
For me, right, I think dating is one of the funnest things in the world. But I'm surely that you love people, right? You like people,
yeah.
and you're interested in what people do. So surely, like, a date is like the best place in the world because not only are you getting to like know someone and find it interesting about them, but
no,
at the same time,
no, it's really not.
But why?
Because there's that whole other thing of it being for a reason that's like romantic, and sometimes
that's
you don't.
Subtext, that's
yeah,
constant,
it's like
maybe.
Sometimes you don't want it to be like that. You just want to get to know someone on a level, like a platonic level, or like I don't know, it's different. I'm not a big dater.
See, I when I was single, I used to date quite a lot. And I remember I met a girl in a nightclub and I asked her on a date. And I remember waking up the next day and thinking, God, I don't really remember like asking this girl on a date. But I asked her and I said, oh, we'll do it. So I got a message from this person saying, oh, I can't wait for our date. I thought, great. So I invited her to a sushi restaurant 2 days later, and I turned up to the sushi restaurant. She was already there. She was honestly a foot taller than me. She was literally like 6'3", and I was like, this is so awkward. I mean, like, she was so tall. And she sat down, we started having our food, and I ordered edamame to the table, and we eat, and I was eating the edamame, and she didn't know what to do with it, obviously, because she had never eaten edamame before. Yeah. So she put the whole thing in her mouth and started eating it, and it was like she'd eaten wasps, and I was too embarrassed to say anything, so I just let her eat it. I just let her eat this whole edamame thing.
Going to eat on a first date is quite intense, no?
Like, no, why?
Go for a drink first, and then if that goes okay, then you can go for it.
So you think that's the way to do it? You think you go for a drink first, and then you do it that way?
Yeah. It's quite intense, because otherwise, yeah, something like that happens. You get taken to a regional Chinese restaurant.
But that's not bad.
Everyone can have a drink.
I did enjoy it. It was just very embarrassing with the whole chopstick scenario. But I do kind of rate going on a food date.
Yeah, for sure.
My whole show is a food date.
There you go, right? So when was your first ever date that you went on? When was the first? How old were you when you went on your first date?
I was probably like really, really old. Like,
were you a late bloomer in that way, or were you an early bloomer in terms of like kissing boys and like liking boys or whatever?
No, like, I never had a boyfriend or anything from growing up.
You didn't? Just no. Because what? Because you weren't, you because like, you were the librarian.
Because I was a librarian, yeah. Because I was returning books and I had priorities. My priorities were in order. That was why. I had a busy schedule.
Yeah, I just don't have time. There's so many late books that I didn't get back. I just don't have time to get all these boys to come. But so
like, a lot of my actual life is like mimicked in Chicken Shop Date. Like,
for sure,
like,
I get that.
Being unlucky in love, trying to find the right person, like going on dates that don't go well and being not someone's first choice, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like obviously I'm using real experiences in, even though I am playing a character in.
But I think everyone draws those kind of things out of everything, right? But like, set aside any like relationship things like that. But what then? What kind of in a sort of relationship? What interests you in like a guy? Then what do you look for? Is it kind of intelligence? Is it humor? Is it what is it that really like floats your boat? In a sense?
I think it's humor. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like also it's not just with, what I've realized is not just with like people you see in a romantic sense, but also when you're making new friendships with people, I feel like if you have a shared sense of humor, you connect with them like straight away. And I think if you don't have that, it's really hard to like start something with someone. In my opinion anyway, I feel like humor is such a big part of my life and like my identity and like what I'm interested in, that I think if we don't think the same things are funny, then it's a bit, yeah.
Yeah, see, I've had that before. I've had it where I dated someone and they just didn't find anything I did funny. And it was...
You got to do the meme test. You got to send them a couple memes that you think are hilarious.
Oh, is this what you do?
Yeah, and if they're like...
Wait, hang on, wait, no, break this down quickly. So what, you have to... There's a meme test. You send them memes and if they find it funny, then you go, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, and if they don't find the memes funny that you find funny, then like, it's a red flag.
What? Like what kind of memes do you send them?
Just ones that you think are funny. Like, you know when you come across a meme, you're like, that's hilarious. Screenshot, save that for later.
Really? No, I never do this. Does anyone, you
yes!
do this? Have you done this? Wait, you've saved a meme and gone, I know what. This is going to be my test.
Because there's so many, if you don't think memes, it's like there's so many people that would like that meme, or like you see a meme and like, oh, that would be good for that person, or that would be good for that moment, or like, maybe you're just not a meme person.
Well, I don't know if I am. Peter, do you go into memes or no?
Never.
No, nor do I.
Never.
I wouldn't think about it. I would never
I've got a meme creator app on my phone and create memes about my friends, but I never...
That's even weirder.
I did a work experience sort of program this summer for students to come and help on Chicken Shop Date. And one of the things on the application was they had to send their favourite meme.
I really like that.
Do a cult of people that were not funny.
You're basically creating a cult of really funny people. Come join me.
Come join me.
Hey everyone, we're going to come back with Private Parts in just 1 second, just after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whew, there we go. Now let's get back into it. I remember when I had this job interview for a company, and this was when I was like still at university, and they were like, okay, and we had this job interview and I had no idea what I was doing or saying or anything like that. And they then at the end said, okay, what's your favorite joke? And I went,
horrible question.
Sorry? And they went, yeah, go on, what's your favorite joke? And I went, all right. What do you call Postman Pat once he retired? Pat. Yeah. And the guy shat himself laughing. I mean, I've never seen someone laugh so much. And I was almost awkward because he was laughing so much. I was like, what?
Wow, did you get the job?
Yeah, I got given the job, but then I got offered a reality show. So I thought, hell no. See you later. I'm going to take over the world with the show. But then, okay, fine. So then, humor for you, just in terms of like people and things like that is what turns you on. What turns you off in people? What do you really dislike?
Arrogance.
Okay, Pete, get out. That's yeah. You arrogant person. Look, you just being arrogant over here.
Yeah,
arrogance. I'm with you. But arrogance almost goes into rudeness, right? Which is the same kind of thing.
It's just there's something different between being confident in yourself and being arrogant and like saying things that make you sound like an idiot. You know, like
I know what you mean. I never sound like an idiot.
No,
which is
not
a good
in that
thing.
Way. As in like coming across. Just in like poor taste. I don't know.
I'm with you. I think for me, like rudeness is one of the things that I really dislike more than anything in the world. And there's a TV show which is actually, we had James Acaster on our podcast.
Yeah, I love him.
He's such a funny guy. And he did this show. I think it's called Room 101. Is that what it happened?
Yeah.
So Room 101. And I was thinking about this the other day. If you were put in this room, okay, and you were in this room and it was all the things you really dislike, what do you really dislike in this world? Like the things that you really like grinds your gears. So for me, when people eat cereal in the morning, okay, and put their hand in the cereal and drag it out, that just I cannot tell you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know when people pour cereal and they drag it out with their hand, it's like the most annoying thing.
What
in
do
the
you mean, like when they pull it out?
If they're pulling it, like trying to get it into
the they're
mouth.
Pouring it and they put their hand in the cereal box and they drag the cereal out with their
that
hand.
That is so niche.
It's niche and vile. Like, why would people be doing that?
Sometimes I grab the cereal though.
Why? Yeah, why would you touch it?
I switch it up. Sometimes I pour it because you just never know how much is going to come out, and you're like, whoa, it's too many Cocoa Pops. And then sometimes
wait. Cocoa Pops is like the 90s.
I get those mini cereal packs.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Like the Frosties and stuff. They are great.
Yeah, because it's like, what do I want today? Oh, switch it up. Frosties, Rice Krispies.
Hang on. No, you can't. Out of all cereals are like, the Cocoa Pops is terrible. Frosties Frosties and Rice Krispies, they're like the worst.
No,
like,
not.
Yes, they are.
I'll
tell you the ones which are really crunchy nut cornflakes, delicious.
I don't really like crunchy nut.
What? How? How can
I used to have a real bad addiction to Lucky Charms.
Yeah, but now you're talking about.
You could only buy them in Selfridges for like £7.
Yeah, or Partridges. Like,
yeah. I was like, this is really like running me dry. Lucky Charm addiction.
Lucky Charms were literally the best thing in the entire world. But anyway, so what would you put, if you're in this room, what really grinds your gears? So Pete, what really irritates you in life? What gets you?
Loud chewing. People loud are too loud.
Really?
If I can hear people chew, it drives me insane.
Why? What is that?
Just someone hearing like phlegm go around someone's mouth drives me insane.
And you really don't like that?
I can't stand it. Like, I'd have to leave the room. Does it not annoy you?
No, not at all. I didn't think it was. I mean, what about you? What really annoys you?
Chewing is annoying. I agree. Mm. What annoys me? When people cycle on the pavement.
That I hate that.
That is so that's like Liberian of you.
With you. Yeah. Awful.
Stick to the rules.
Stick to the road. Stick to the road. Get off the fucking pavement.
I hate
it's
that.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's dangerous.
So wait, so this is what interests me so much about you. So growing up, like you said before, you said you have so many funny stories. Growing up, were you like a real sort of stickler for rules then? Were you like is this why you like being a librarian and things like that? Were you just a kind
really,
of...
Not really. I just don't think I was very cool. Like,
but I think you would have been.
No, I would have been cool. No, I'm joking. That was a trick question. No, I was so cool. I don't know. No, I was never like, I'm not one to break the rules because I'm just like so terrified. Like, I'm just... Like, oh my God, we're going to get caught. I, like, can't even take, like, a 5p black bag. Like, you know, the...
Wait, hang on, hang on. Where are you taking that from? Where are you taking you know, it? Like, I can't wait, hang on. You know. I can't even take a 5p black bag from anywhere. What? No, what is know, that? Like, what are you, know, you stealing?
Like, in the supermarket.
In the supermarket, Jamie, you do not go shopping.
Yes, I do, but they're not 5p black bags.
No,
it's just like Sainsbury's on
there. I didn't mean to say black. It just came out. I just fell on my words.
It's like a bin liner. No, what are you stealing?
I don't steal bin liners.
You're stealing bin liners.
No, I'm not. I can't even steal the 5p bags in the supermarket. I need to pay for them.
Yes, but that's good because you're stealing.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise,
no,
I don't
know,
do that.
But I just feel like some people are like, whatever, we'll just take it. No one will know. But I'm like, no, they will know. And I will get banned from this Waitrose.
Wait, I love the ending of that as the best.
Wait, no.
That's the best bit. Oh my God, loads of people to steal it, but I'm not going to steal this 5p bag from Waitrose. Yeah. There's just no way I'm going to be doing that.
Or an M&S.
But so great, so you were just worried. So growing up, you were just worried about, you didn't want to break rules because you thought you were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get in trouble. Also, yeah, I'm just, in the documentaries that I do as well, I'm often asked to like go up to people and like go and just do something that's a bit like, ooh, nearly breaking the rules or like that isn't PC. And I get terrified, absolutely terrified. I hate it.
Okay, so you're like, so this is so funny because you're like me, I think, then in a sense where we can, so you can do your chicken shop day and you can sit there and you can talk to me and be awkward. And I can sit here with you and I can talk for hours if I want to. But if are you saying that when you're put in a situation where you're making other people feel awkward.
Yes,
it's horrible.
I hate it.
I can't do it. I can't remember this problem we have.
Jimmy, you literally run naked through fields and like auditoriums of people.
Yeah, but that's fine because it's just me feeling awkward. I can do it if I feel awkward. If I'm making myself feel awkward, that's fine. I just can't embarrass anyone else, and that really upsets me if I do that.
Yeah, I feel the same. That's why I find it. When you go back to your question about like whether I just find it easy to just like be in character and like when I'm doing chicken shop dates, I actually, the thing that sometimes, if I've got a really ooh question that I know is maybe going to like...
It's like grinding on your head.
It's going to like make them feel a bit uncomfortable. It will take me a lot of courage to say it.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you. It is honestly, it's so funny. You're probably the same as me. You could put us in a stadium of 100,000 people and we could probably talk to them and just do whatever. But embarrassing one person makes me feel horrible.
Yeah,
what is that? Where is that from,
I
though?
I don't know. You know the Ant and Dec do that thing in the ear where you have to like...
Yes. Yeah.
That is my worst nightmare, is like going up to someone and like pranking them. Oh my God, no.
Yeah,
please,
But you do, as you said, you do so many different documentaries and things, and you did a documentary, Meet the Markles.
Yeah, and it was the same production company, Monkey Kingdom, that make Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea. Yeah. And they told me they were working there. Apparently, you were just a dream to work with.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is, yeah.
Oh, well, my diva qualities today on the show.
Well, listen, I'm going to be writing a review, and this has been... No. But what was it like? So what was the whole concept of the show?
So it was called Meet the Markles, and it was a documentary that was in the run-up to the royal wedding, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Don't know if anyone knows about
it. Don't know if
you've
heard of it.
Anyone heard of it? Heard of them? No.
She's got a bun in the oven.
Yeah. But it was kind of like a mockumentary because obviously, like as I said, I don't really like doing things that are like totally serious. So the whole premise was that I was going to go to America to try and meet as many as of Meghan Markle's family members as I could, knowing full well that I probably wouldn't be able to get anywhere close. So, and the whole sort of sort of backstory was that I was on a mission to try and get an invite to the wedding. Little did I know that every family member I met was not invited. So I'd be like, God. So at the end of the interview, I'd be like, yeah, so can I have a plus one? And they're like, well, yeah, we're not invited. We haven't spoken to Megan in like 15 years.
Are you serious? Was it like that?
Yeah, yeah. Because she's like totally cut off all her family, majority of her family apart from her mum. Like,
really? Did
you watch the wedding?
I watched the wedding, yeah, yeah.
So her mum was just, and out of her family members, it was her mum, and her mum was just there like alone. Mm. And her dad was meant to walk her down the aisle, but very close to the wedding,
So did you meet the dad or no?
No. So I didn't meet the dad. I met a stepsister who's been in the press a lot.
Okay.
Samantha. I met a cousin who owns a medicinal marijuana plant. Sick. Farm.
Pete. There you go, getting excited, aren't you? There you
arrogant
go.
Arrogant weed smoking.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There you go. You're ready for that. That's your bag over there.
Exactly. I met her first kiss. The guy who had his first...
Was he cute? Year.
He's a comedian now, and he's...
I reckon I know what his stand-up's going to be about. Yeah, I can probably guess where his material comes from.
But that was really fun. I love doing that. It was amazing to go to America and like shoot a documentary. It's incredible.
But this is where you will sit, and this is where your bag is, because you, like I said, you're very easy to get on with. You're intelligent. You're a journalist at heart. And so doing these kind of things is just ideal for it. This is like a dream come true in a sense, right?
It's amazing. I don't know, I just have a lot of different interests. Like I am really interested in writing, and like I'd love to write a sitcom. Like that's something I'm working on at the moment. And obviously with Chicken Shop Day,
I will be in your sitcom.
Yes, you should be.
Write me into your sitcom. Please write me in. But you're running a sitcom and you're just doing loads of, but what is the one thing, if you had to grab one thing, what really makes you tick then? What is it? Is it music? Is it art? Well, what is the one thing, or is it you can't pinpoint it?
I think it's people.
Yeah.
It's people, and like that's what it is really. That's what everything comes down to really, is like people and their personalities, and then sort of bringing the funny out in.
But do you know how rare that is in nowadays, where we are so used to like Instagram and things like that, where people are so self-obsessed with themselves and what likes they're getting and things like that, and we're spending all of our time looking down at screens. You know, you can now see like how much time you spent on your screen on your like phones.
I really don't want to know.
It's crazy. But also, do you know what I mean? This is so true. Being like a young female girl and all these kind of things, it's kind of a really kind of good kind of what is the thing where you respect someone in that thing? What is it? You're a good mentor? Is that the word? Do you know what I mean? It's just you're showing like these young kids to like, you can actually just do these things, which I think is really good. And do something else rather than just sitting there and being an influencer. You know, more people applied to be on Love Island than they did to go in Oxbridge. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Mm. Like, because people are so like now thinking about, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to do. And in fact, there's so many more things out there that you can achieve, right?
Yeah. Because that's what I would say. Like from what I've done and doing it, like just making that stuff happen, like there's no reason why you can't start your own project. You know, I think that's really important when you're at school or even when you've finished, that like something that you're interested in, like just try and make that happen. You don't have to have money to do it. Like if you're interested in cooking, what the internet has made it possible for you to start your own cooking show just on YouTube in your kitchen and just see what happens.
Holy shit. You know? But dude, listen, I want to say that you do deserve all the success. You've worked your ass off. You're going to continue to do that. You're incredibly funny, incredibly talented. If you haven't checked out Chicken Shop Day, go and check it out. Check out your documentary, Meet the Markles, as well.
And I've actually got a show on ITV2 at the moment called Don't Hate the Players.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Yeah, yeah. How fun is that to shoot?
Yeah, yeah, so fun. You should be on it next season commissioned again. It's my favourite job I've ever done. It's basically like a game show, a mixture of like games, like karaoke, and it's all related to hip hop. It's basically sort of like Celebrity Juice, but the hip hop version of it. But like exploding fun, and it's just really great. And it's got a team, two teams, and a host, Jordan from Rizzle Kicks, and Maya Jama is one of the captains, and Lady Leisha is.
And it's just super fun to shoot, and it's just amazing, right?
Yeah, because I play this character where I'm like totally hate being there the whole time, and I'm like, can I go home now?
So it's quite easy for you just to roll in. Listen, like I said, I swear to God, you're going to reach the stars. I really believe it, honestly, without a doubt. I think.
Thank you.
No, 100%, man. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You have been an absolute dream. Like I said, go and check out you on Don't Hate the Players. Go and check out your documentaries. Go and check out Chicken Shop Date. They're all just so good. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
And
for not, and when I met you, thank you for not thinking I was a complete creep coming up to you and being like, hey, I'm just such a big fan of yours. But
no,
you then did
don't
reply.
Worry. I'm the creep.
But what we like to do at the end of every single episode is ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Something inspirational.
Yes, you're inspirational. Do it.
Something inspirational. That is like the hardest thing.
I'm not going to ask Pete to do it, am I?
I've already done it as well.
Yeah, have you already done it once? Okay, fine.
Something inspirational.
If you're going to do a theme party, don't do the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, if you're going to do a theme party, don't do the 60s and 70s. 90s at
great
least.
Is that it? Is that the inspirational?
That's the inspirational.
Really?
I hate inspirational quotes. No, I absolutely hate
them.
You
were so good. Listen, we've got to give a big shout out to Now TV sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much to the streaming service. You rock. And Amelia, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next with another episode of Pride Parts. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.